It's Around the Lunch Table.
It's your boys, Jay and Z.
Let's get rowdy up in here.
There's some dad noises right there.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
I think in
Ecclesiastes. You're about to say.
I was gonna start. I was gonna start when the pastor starts right after there. I think that we all learn something.
Oh, I have an idea. Okay, wait. Okay. So we're gonna take like maybe 20 to 30 seconds each, right? Okay. I'm gonna play like a light background guitar.
Okay.
Going, and you're gonna give like what a pastor would say during prayer.
Okay. Yeah.
So okay. Okay,
fucking hit me. Just right on the spot here. Let's do it. Before we do that, I want you to take a sip of this. My dad left this. I have no idea what the fuck it is.
Wait.
Stella Peach. Don't know what it is. But you want to have a swig?
Okay.
I think my mom likes it, which is why he bought it. Product of Italy. I don't know.
Why does it sound like molasses?
I don't know. Try it. I think this is what my dad... I know. I know Alex didn't fucking buy that. I remember he bought my mom a peach thing and he left it in the fridge and it's been in there.
Yeah, that's got to be from him, eh?
Yeah. It's not my favorite. It's all right.
I kind of like it.
Really? It's not my favorite.
It kind of... I know it's peach, but it kind of reminds me of apple juice a little bit.
Really? Apple juice, apple juice, apple juice. Okay.
Play me some. Should I do it this way? It's funnier this way. I don't know if you'll be able to hear it though. Like,
well, you have
the
to
viewers.
You have to put it up to the mic, then I can hear it, and then the viewers can hear it.
Okay.
I'd like everyone to bow their heads, close their eyes, put your arms up, and think of a time when you knew that you were a son or child of God. I remember my first day. For anyone who is just wanting, willing, to hold my hand and walk through those pearly gates. Join us. Gather around.
Amen.
If anyone out there is troubled, hungry, longing to be nurtured and healed, I'm telling you, there is no way you can go too far where you can't come home again. That's the greatest gift of all.
The chuckle, the... Oh,
fuck.
Okay, you gotta do it for me now. Okay.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, if today you feel that you are lost, that your life is out of control, that Lord, I don't know where to go. I have nowhere to turn. Just know He lives in you.
Amen.
We are wretches and He has brought us back. Brothers and sisters, I encourage you today that if you need to be saved and blessed by the blood of the Lamb, that you will walk with me today in the waters of baptism so that you will be made whole and you will be free again. Guys, there's not another day to wait. You keep saying, you know, I'll do it tomorrow. You know, I'll wait next week. I'll come to Him soon. The time is now. There is no tomorrow.
Amen.
So if you are a person like that that is lost today, I would like you to quietly put your hand in the air, but then I will embarrass you in front of everybody.
Dude, when you said come back, it sounded like when Conor McGregor was like, the Irish are back. And I that was good. That was a good little song.
That was good. Yeah.
That was good. Oh, good job. Good job. Good job.
What would our, oh God.
Wow.
If we had like just now, like our church name, if we started one.
If we had started the church,
I don't think we'd put a denomination in it. It would just be like,
oh, it'd be our own religion.
I wouldn't say that. I would just say the name of the church. Like, some is Ascendant Church, some is First Day, some is.
Yeah, I think it'd be like, I think like the Holy Trinity.
You, the me, Shire.
The Shire, that's or good. Like, I was thinking the Holy Trinity, you, me, and God.
There's that's not people. A name of a church.
No, the
I'm saying on the sign outside the building.
I know, the Holy Trinity Church.
Oh.
That's what I was saying.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay.
Or the Shire, or...
We would heavily rely on tithing.
Don't they all?
I guess.
There's no other form of income.
That we know. Well, yeah, I guess so.
It's a nonprofit.
Well, donations that aren't during the church day, but I guess that's still a tithe then. Wasn't a donation different than a tithe? A donation is a hefty... A tithe is like some in your wallet or something.
Well, a tithing is technically a percentage of what you make before taxes. Yeah.
Yeah, I sold candy bars, so this is actually before tax in my wallet. This cash.
No, but like if you, like say you made 10 grand that month, but gross, but your net was like, you know, 7 grand or something, you would tithe 10% based on the 10, not the 7, because God gets what the government get before the government gets it, which I think is absolutely fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, but, of course, yeah. Yeah. Welcome back to Stop Takes Around the Lunch Table, episode
111.
First and foremost, wanted to get our sponsors out of the way. First and foremost, want to thank Aperture Oceans for bringing ideas and ads
to life.
Then want to shout out Liv Stallion, Never Be Tamed, a wellness fitness page started by ATLD's own Brandon Body Auto. You can look him up on Instagram. Brandon spelled the usual way. Body Auto, B-A-T-T-I-A-T-O, streams Monday through Friday still, or I don't know yet, or maybe they are restructuring. James?
Got Moles. If you have moles in the Puget Sound area, servicing northern Seattle to southern Tacoma, they are your premier mole exterminator using chemical-free methods. Also, winner of from the American Mole Association, the number one mole exterminator, and our newest sponsor, Atlas Aeration. They will get your lawn, looking like my pubes. It's fucking great. Fucking
good. Trim. That was a good one.
I just came up with that. That's yeah, crazy. That was good. Oh, yeah, can I have one of those?
Yeah, sure.
For real. Atlas Aeration, they use a process of aeration, thatching, seeding, also soil topping or something like that, which allows for a nice lush lawn that you can be proud of. And yeah, there we go. Z, episode 111, 111, angel numbers. Let's go. How you feeling?
Isn't it? I guess that's a set of, I thought 777 or something was.
That's
or,
the lucky numbers.
Oh,
on a lot
right.
of, on a slot
lottery,
machine.
That's why yes, they're sevens. Yeah.
Yes, lucky number
seven.
Dude,
I actually had an idea, and I don't know why people don't do this. I know they have like similar things. Now picture this. You know how they have haunted houses for Halloween, right?
Yes.
So picture this.
Okay.
Obviously a closed set of land. I'm talking like a little, maybe 200 yards worth of little plot of land. That's like a little hike, but it's a haunted hike.
Okay.
And there's instead of building a thing and having scary people in the bushes, stay with me, stay here.
Okay.
And then in the house, it's already laid out. It's already creepy enough. You're in the middle of the dark and there's like little glow sticks as a trail. You have to make it to the end. And there's people in the bushes and shit. Okay. That would be, I think, a lot more scarier than a haunted house.
Yeah.
And then you can, if you want it really scary, you can sign a form, of course, and they can throw shit at you.
Oh,
something.
Yeah, that'd be good. In case there's injuries, we don't want to get, you know, attorneys involved.
Yeah.
I have to say how you started it. I was getting a little scared because you're like, okay, no, hear me out. We go to a secluded place. No one knows about it. We take people there. And I'm like, okay, where are we going?
No, I mean, like, I'm saying people have haunted houses, but why don't they have, like, haunted hikes and stuff
haunted
for
hikes.
The enthusiasts?
Yes. Are you a haunted enthusiast?
I would say yes because I like horror movies a lot, but I would say no because I don't really go to haunted houses and shit.
Did you go with... We went to one in Seattle.
I did not go to that.
You did not go to that?
I did not go.
It was interesting. The actors, actresses... Do you think you could do that?
Oh, 100%, yeah. I would have to be like coked out or something, but...
let me rephrase the question. Could you do it sober? I think I could do a lot of things I wouldn't normally do sober.
I mean, if I was to do it sober, I would need a big paycheck. Like, hey, here's $3,000 to fucking do, to act like a
fool.
Well,
we know they're not getting paid $3,000.
No. I'm just saying.
Then you do it sober. Be like...
Yeah, I could. Yeah, I could. If I got paid well, yeah. Easily.
So, like, I'm a little... kid walking around the corner and you're behind the sheet. Give me the fucking
well first
scare.
Of all I have to know what I look like, what I'm dressed as, what is the
you're
feel
just the, it's something fancy, you're the stereotypical
obviously
clown.
Something fancy. I'm a clown.
You're a clown.
I would make a kid shit his pants.
Okay, do it. Make me shit myself.
I'm not gonna make you shit yourself right now. That's not kind of how that works, but I'll tell you
give
what
me your, give
so
me
it's a little
shot.
kid. It's a little kid, right?
Yeah. Oh I'm just coming along.
So I would first of all I would have a little glass of that fake blood, right? Okay, this is what I would do. And he's coming around the corner, right?
You've thought about this.
This little kid, he's coming around the corner. I know he's there, right? let's just say I have henchmen around. They're giving me comms. He's coming down B Hall. And so he's coming up and I'm sitting there. Now, mind you, I have the little shot of blood, fake blood, right? Mm-hmm, yeah. And so I give like a little.
Is this it's grenadine.
I get.
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
It's not grenadine, is it?
I think so.
The fake blood. I don't think it's grenadine. It's not like. Okay, it doesn't matter. And I give a little creepy laugh.
Yeah.
And so then a beam of light in a dark room. It's just me. And I would start. I would start crawling really slow. Mm-hmm. And then mind you, mom, and he'd be like sitting there, and be like, oh my god. And then I'd stand up. I'd look at this, and then I would tilt my head like this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I would turn around, and then I'd bend backwards, and I'd take the shot of fake blood, and I'd pour it into the back front of my face, and then I'd fucking run at him.
Oh my god! So you are
that would work? Are you telling me that wouldn't work?
Yeah, he has to sit there and watch. The whole thing, which is, that was a hell of a scene. No, I got it. I see it. Yeah.
That'd be so, and then like the little twitching and shit. Yeah, I'd scare the fuck out of some kids.
That was, I feel like we had an introduction.
You ran into one of the greats.
Rising action, falling action, conclusion.
I love making little kids afraid and cry. I love it. It's fun.
Do you like people to be afraid of you?
No. Who doesn't? Like, have you ever seen a video of a kid when they cry and their toy gets broken? It's funny.
Yeah, no. I'm asking as a separate comment. Do you like when people are scared of you?
No, I don't.
Do you like people being afraid of you?
No one is.
People probably are. There's probably a lot of people who are.
I'm sorry, I have a creative mind.
I'm not talking about creative. I'm saying they're genuinely threatened by you. Do you like
who?
I'm just saying.
No, I don't.
Would you like that?
No.
Knowing that someone is like, oh.
Like, are you talking about actually scared of me?
Just like.
Like, genuinely, like, okay, this kind of guy worries me.
Like, he's not going to kill me, but he could snap.
No, I don't think what? Anyone.
No, okay, so,
what are you talking about? Because I came up with a good scheme to scare a kid in a haunted house?
This is a totally
That you different. Asked me to make up?
This is totally different. Totally.
No, it's a segue, though.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm going to explain why. I'm saying not scared like that. I'm saying like scared of you to the point that they know not to fuck with you because you would fuck with them back either psychologically, physically. Does that make you feel good if someone's scared of you?
I wouldn't say that makes me feel good. No.
Yeah, me either.
But I guess you could also counter and say it depends who it is because maybe it might benefit you. Oh. If it's an employer. If it's another
take
employee.
Take advantage of someone in business matters.
Yeah. Okay. Have the quote-unquote upper hand.
Ah!
But I wouldn't say I'm like, yeah, that's dope as fuck. They're afraid of me.
Gotcha.
Who the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you ever have your walk somewhere, like whether, and there's like a group of dudes like talking and you kind of like carry your shoulders a little bigger just in case?
My shoulders only get so big. I don't think I'm very threatening.
I meant like you walk a little straight. You walk with your head a little higher around other men.
I tend to just like take maybe a step more to the left from the group and make it look like I'm on my phone because I just want to deal with it.
They're not going to confront you. I'm just asking. Do you walk a little...
Why would you walk a little taller? Because there's a chance they could confront you.
Confront? You are just a random guy walking by a random group of guys just talking. I'm saying, do you walk a little taller? Do you walk a little, you know?
Oh, I thought there was.
I didn't mean like someone's gonna fucking be like, "Hey, whoa, what's your problem, man? You're on the wrong side of town."
That's what you were implying. I was like, if I get that vibe, I'm just gonna go around.
No, I'm not talking like at the fucking mob days. You walk by, oh, I'll pay you back. I'm good for it, honest. It's not what I'm talking about.
No, I'm saying am I walking taller? No, I think I'm...
like if you're in the workplace and you're like with a bunch of older dudes all day, do you?
Oh, I have my work walk and my normal walk.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah. Work walk is I got to make it look like I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, work walk is like I'm here for business.
Yeah, it's like, hey, this is business. See the shoes?
All business, no play.
Yeah.
Or maybe a little play.
There's a little play. There's a little pleasure involved. Yeah. Whoa, that's a big fuzz.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. Do you, when you have customers and you like walk into their office or something, do you walk a little faster? Like, hey, like I'm supposed to be here and do your thing. Cause I try to just like,
I blend.
Yeah. I just try to play the part because you can tell when someone doesn't know where they're supposed to go when they walk in, they're like,
looking around and shit.
I walk in
everywhere. Like I'm supposed to be there because there's plenty of times I go into the wrong building or the wrong office space.
Oh yeah.
And I'm just like, yeah, I'm supposed to be here.
Dude, I want to try that fucking ladder thing. Remember that video? These, for those of you who don't know,
I feel like social media is kind of ruined it now because a lot of people.
Okay, we got to find something else, like a jackhammer or something.
Okay, no, or not a ladder. It's too simple. Like something that is you two people would need to assist each other. Like a ladder with two guys on each side. It's like, and then like the jack with normal jeans and sneakers. That's not going to work. Work boots, you know, all
yeah.
Extra little work shirt.
So for those of you that don't know what we're talking about. So there's this video when it went around these kids. Just like had like some orange vests on, like some safety vests and a ladder. There was like, how much shit can we get into? They just walked into the movie theater, walked past every line. Cause they're like, hey, like move. And then you know, they just, and it is true because I think even at a place I've worked at for 7+ years, if these guys walked in like, hey, I'd be like, oh, someone probably hired them to fucking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think it'd be more elaborate though. It need a little more taste to
it. So what's something to sneak in? How about like a festival? Okay. Or like,
Guys did that. You ever see that with, okay. Genius. They did in a festival. They had their friend in the trash can. The guy had a vest, sun hat, whatever, because it was hot out. He had the little thing picking up trash. Mm-hmm. And he picked up trash outside where they collect the tickets for like 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Right. And then he just rolled it and they let him right in.
Oh no, that's smart.
That's really smart. Yeah.
So okay, I'm gonna go to like a concert. Say it's fucking this a crazy concert up in Seattle. You and I gotta sneak in. We have a day to plan this. What the fuck are we doing? Actually, no, we don't have a day. We have now. We have right now to plan it. Fucking, we got to sneak in.
Well,
you can't buy, you know what I'm saying. You can't buy your way in or whatever.
No, I think it's depending on what it is. Because I think it would be possible to Google what event it is, what the employees wear, and maybe make a photocopy, like a copy of it. Can't be that hard.
Oh, so we're going the digital route. Okay.
And then try to make fake tags. And if that doesn't work, then we'll just have to go with the vest and some work clothes. But it depends. Like if it's a concert, for example, what we could do, right, is go acquire some like type of like, you know, when they have the tents up and they have drinks and stuff like that. Bring our fucking keg.
Oh, yeah.
An empty keg and carry it in like we're fucking refilling the bar. Bam. Done.
I think what I'm doing, to be honest. Okay.
Have a live Nate. Get a fucking Live Nation tea or something like that. Or not even that. Just walk in with like hey, what? Sponsors are going to be there. Who's going to be there serving drinks? What is there any local restaurants or something like that that they are going to wear? See what hats they wear, blah, blah.
So what this just came to me. What I think I'm doing is no digital stuff. I got nothing, right? Hard hat. Actually, no, I'm not going to do hard hat. It's too much. Orange vest, like the Romeo shoes, the fucking, I look like I work for construction, right? Flip phone. I'm walking through security. I'm acting like I'm on it. They're like, sir. And I'm like, hey, where's Ronnie? They're just like, what? It's like, go fucking get him. Like, you know, like I fucking know what I'm doing.
Too confident, then, too much, too strong.
No, and then I'm just going to walk through.
That'd never work.
It wouldn't work?
No.
Or maybe I just grab a big camera and just walk right through.
Yeah, press pass, bam. Be like, oh, I have a press. I'm like, oh, I'm part of Pratt and Press.
That was hard it is. Yeah, it probably wouldn't be that hard.
I mean, I think it depends what event, but yes.
Like I think we could get into like a open mic night at Headworks.
Definitely. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. They're like, hey, you guys can just come in. It's free entry. Yeah.
We're like, hey, you know, we're the fucking photographers here. Yeah. So a few things to announce. One, for those viewing, our new intro came out. Shout out Aperture Ocean Productions for setting that up. Jordan did over 14 hours of editing on that.
Wow.
On that 50 seconds, 14 hours. That's a lot of hours. That was a lot of hours. Something that I wanted to talk about, and it kind of goes along the lines of what we did earlier with the prayer and the everything. Do you remember? You remember like pep assemblies, pep rallies, and shit?
Oh yeah.
My biggest fucking pet peeve was that, you know, when they walk in and be like, good morning, everyone. And you'd be like, good morning.
Oh, like with the thing I thought, you gotta do better than that.
You gotta do better than that.
No matter how loud.
Something fell up.
No matter how loud it was, they were going to say that.
Yeah, and it was always like, "Or how's everyone doing? Good.
I can't hear you.
I
can't hear you."
Or it was the other part. It was like the other side of it where they're like, "I think we can do a little better than that." And I'm like, "Dude, it's fucking 8 a.m. Yeah. No one wants to be here. We're waiting for the pizza at 11.
Yeah.
Like, get through your fucking speech.
Why is it, dude? I don't know if it's just me, and I think it's just how it is. I think it was the ambiance, the vibes, the location, the environment.
Mm-hmm.
chocolate milk just hit different middle school and elementary school lunches.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, oh my fuck.
Is it true the hormones in those made girls develop boobs quicker?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard that.
I actually have heard that because I remember my mom would get the Sherm's milk.
I don't know if the guys at Dairy Gold are like, let's make girls' tits bigger.
No,
I don't know.
No, but oh my God. That's fucking sad.
Let's make these little girls' tits bigger. That sounds fucked up.
Yeah, hopefully someone doesn't take that out of context.
Yeah, oops. Don't cut to just that part and post that. Yeah.
Just picked a whole bouquet of oopsie daisies.
someone just cuts that. Let's get these,
get these kids canceled.
Make sure you keep the raw file of this whole thing.
Oh, yeah. I'll back it up to the cloud.
All right, cool.
So apparently they would. They didn't, okay, there wasn't just a vat of milk and they're like, hormones, you know, let's make tits bigger. No, it was they would treat the cows with hormones to help them produce milk, like more milk or
more
luscious milk or just better milk, more milk, all the
more
milk.
Or produce milk faster.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, speed.
I could see that, the correlation.
So then the hormones go out through the milk and then apparently it would make...
Didn't see many, many girls drinking chocolate milk most of the time. Maybe I just wasn't paying attention, but it seemed like...
Because I was focused on my own milk.
Yeah. No phones, just vibes and chocolate milk.
Oh, yeah, dude. Those were the fucking days. What's weird is, like, even Pizza Day, dude.
Pizza Day slapped, yeah.
Dude, there was always that one kid that just doused the whole pizza thing with ranch thinking it was funny.
Yeah, you...
That's not me. I don't put it on top of the
pizza.
Dude,
I remember Tristan told Mrs. Williams on me because I put orange slices in his sandwich. And then he ate it and he told me I got a green slip.
Dude.
I was so fucking mad.
Did you ever get a black card?
American Express?
No. It went like green, yellow.
I thought it was green and yellow.
Oh, no. It went orange, red, black, man.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
I've never even seen one.
Oh, yeah.
I just got a lot of yellow slips
and
green
slips.
You had
to be a bad, bad boy. I was like, that was...
I heard tell of...
That was penitentiary status.
I think I heard tell of red, because if you got like five green slips, it was like red.
And then black was like...
No.
I guarantee... I've gotten the black.
Black is the worst.
Yeah. Well, no, because it was stupid, because it used to be like... It was like, okay, if you got a green or a yellow... It would go away.
Yellow was for like assignments if you needed homework or something like that. Or like an in-class thing.
No, I'm talking about behavior things. What are you talking about?
At Grace.
Yeah. Green was good. Everyone had green. Then yellow was you did something that
green
was like...
Green was not good, bro. Maybe elementary school, but I'm saying middle school when I was there in middle school.
Yellow was a warning.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe it was different. Yellow... In green, a green slip was what I got in trouble with when I put the word slice thing. Yellow was for if you didn't do homework or was an in-class infraction.
You're talking about 7th, 8th grade. Yeah. Yes, the green
in
slips.
In-class refraction.
Okay. I'm talking about
infractions.
They had these little things on the walls. It was these cards. It was like, everyone has green. Yellow's a warning and it will expire the next day. Orange was like, passed a warning and expires in like 2 days. Red is like, you got to be good the rest of the week. Black is like fucking hellfire and brimstone.
Black is like your one missing library book return from getting kicked out of here.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever like look at those anatomy books?
Yeah.
And look at for like a boob?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they never showed an actual boob. It was more of underneath.
Oh, there were some that...
There were like, some from a side view.
It was like a hologram. Like you were looking at the inside of it, but like the opacity was kind of taken down. It's a little transparent.
I mean, I don't think I heavily was invested, but you know.
I was curious.
Yeah.
What was the first porn thing you ever looked up? Do you remember? Like when you were like, I want to know what this looks like as a kid.
I think I just typed in nude.
Yeah, I typed in full naked woman.
Mine was something, or like I said, I think I started with like nude, and I'm like, that's not. And I think I just said nude woman.
Yeah. I remember thinking as a kid.
I was like 13, I think.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, I was 12 or 13, age. Maybe. Maybe I was, 12.
For some reason, I was scared. Okay, this is just the way my brain worked as a time. I checked the mail every day for like 2 years because I thought like they're tracking me where I went on this porn site and they're going to send me flyers. And so, which is so stupid.
But so
I was
dumb.
Like, God.
But I knew how to clear history very early.
I didn't. And I think I got my dad in trouble.
Oh, yeah, I know
that
story.
My dad. Yeah.
Hey, it was him, man. Yeah.
It's like, blame it on the kid, huh?
It's like, James, not James Sr., did you search hot nude woman?
So something weird.
And I remember I was like, oh shit. And then I was like, so I'm like, dude, I saw tits, dude.
Yeah, but dude,
then it was a whole new world when you clicked the video tab.
Oh yeah, but dude, there was like a family computer room at the time, so it was risky biz at all times.
Yeah, that's risky.
All times risky biz. There was something I wanted to try with you today.
Okay,
if you're open to it, we have some time.
Doesn't sound like I have an option.
So apparently it's impossible to sneeze with your eyes open.
Everyone knows that's true. Mythbusters cracked it when they actually literally held.
I know. Yes, that's what it is impossible to. I wanted us to try.
I can't sneeze on command.
I'm going to grab some pepper. We're going to fucking try.
Does that help?
Put the pepper up to your nose. You're going to fucking sneeze.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought that was just like in Looney Tunes and shit.
No, apparently you fucking sneeze.
So okay. Well,
I want to see if we can open it.
Okay. You can't. We can't. It's impossible. If they're not held open.
I'm grabbing it.
It's literally impossible. You can't. It's a known fact. Millions of people have tried it. You can't. Mythbusters only cracked it because the guy literally had it like taped open and he couldn't shut his eyelids. This guy's a fucking moron. No, just the grind one. The big container where you twist it. It's huge. What are you going to do? Fucking in your fucking face? Oh, put it on your hand, maybe? Do you want me to grind it on your hand?
Sure.
Or just put your nose. There's a bunch of dust there. Okay. A bunch of pepper dust. Does it actually make you sneeze?
Okay, you hold it up to my nose. I'm going to keep my eyes open. I'm going to hold them open. See if I can fucking do this. Okay.
I'm actually curious to see if the more the pepper. I already know it's not possible, but.
All right, you fucking ready?
Yeah, you have to kind of. Well, okay. Just put.
Wait, hold on. Oh, it was getting a sneeze.
You gotta stick your nose in it and snort. I don't think this works, bro. Or hold on. Hold out your hand.
Well, then what's gonna hold my eyes open?
Just snort a line of pepper and then open
your I'm not gonna snort a line of pepper.
What do we do
okay,
here?
Okay, wait, I'm getting a tingly in the nose.
Okay.
So maybe.
Or maybe, look.
Put some on your hand and then.
No, watch. I'm a genius. Watch. Ready? Watch this.
Okay, actually, I feel a sneeze coming.
No, watch.
I feel a sneeze
now
coming.
Now there's a bunch of pepper.
Okay, I feel a sneeze coming.
Okay.
This isn't working.
I don't think it works.
I feel a sneeze coming, though. Wait.
Oh.
Yep. I feel the tingle.
I'm not. This can't be good to snort rocks of pepper.
I feel like I have a sneeze coming. Hold on.
Oh.
Did you get it? Oh my god!
It just came so suddenly. It scared me.
I had a dime.
Oh.
Oh my god.
It does make you sneeze.
I'll just put one like in my nose.
Dude, do what I did. You're gonna snort a whole line of pepper before. Dude, that's not supposed to happen.
It's like anti-allergy medicine. Today?
That's dope. No, that's not it. You're crying.
We're going to talk about something else and see if this happens.
Dude, what the fuck? Let me see that.
Wait.
There you go. Oh, no. There's a lot in there.
All right. We'll talk about something else.
Dude, you have a whole line of pepper in your nose right now. Dude.
Whoa. Dude, this pepper's got me fucking tripping.
Yeah, peppers, yeah.
Yeah. I guess we'll just fucking wait for this.
Oh, I can now taste it.
How'd it get my mouth? Go through my nose to my mouth? Is the nose and the mouth fucking combined?
Are like, you a fucking moron?
Well, no,
what do you think the drip is?
I would know.
Me neither.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Well, Dude, I'm like at that verge of a sneeze.
You never had a runny nose and sniffed your nose and it went down your throat?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's connected.
What makes snot? Where do boogers come from?
Mucous membranes.
Mucous membranes. Why is that? Why do we?
Mucus in your nose, it catches dust and everything, so it doesn't just go in your system.
I just have a ton of pepper in my nose.
I know, yeah, my nose is burning, dude.
That's a bad idea.
Well, cinnamon challenge next.
Can they kill you?
I don't know. I was just kidding. I'm not saying we should do it.
You ever done that? Have you ever done the ice Wait.
This is so delayed.
My body's just super healthy. So
yeah, that's fucking it. My body's so healthy, pepper doesn't make me sneeze. Fucking idiot.
Oh, I know the right things to set you off. I love it.
Yeah, that was on purpose, Z. Like, I wanted to know that you'd be...
I don't actually think my body's that healthy. If you had a disease that was... Oh, actually, yeah. If you had a disease that you knew you were going to die, how long before you... Yeah. How long before you told me?
If I knew I was going to die, I'd probably tell you, like, right away. Are you fighting for your life over there?
Yeah, it's on like on the verge of a sneeze.
That's even worse.
Like you have a week. Dude, this shit's burning the fuck out of my nose.
I could have told you that by sticking your whole nostril in there.
Like so you have like a week left. Like what are you doing? Like if you gotta
Well, obviously I'm not going into work.
No.
I don't know why I laughed like that.
I'm about to say.
Okay. I'm not going into work, and I think I'm just going to...
Dude, I'm...
I'm just going to get in a car and go.
Yeah? You taking me with you?
Yeah.
Where are we going?
I don't know. That's the fun part.
I couldn't do it. God, it's fucking hard.
You are...
Okay, maybe I'll just keep them open when the next one comes.
Dude, don't look at me with that, bro.
Don't look at me. I think if I have a week, I think like say it's like Sunday through Saturday, right? Okay. And like
let's just say it's my ideal timeline.
Like, yeah, like Saturday.
Like I'm off work already, so
yeah, Saturday at midnight.
What if you find out at work? Are you going to tell your bosses or just walk out? I'm like, fuck it. Doesn't matter.
I think my boss somewhat cares about me, so I think I'll tell him. I'll just be like, thank you.
Thank you. Hey, can I get that last check a little early?
Yeah. But I think my last night, I think I'm going to a whorehouse.
Like in Tijuana or something?
Unprotected. It don't matter. Okay, give me whatever you got, world. Because I'm gone the next day, but I'm doing that the day before.
Yeah, the day before, yeah.
So like,
yeah,
if I'm gone that Saturday...
There's lots of penicillin shots? Nope.
Nope. If I'm gone Saturday at midnight...
Raw dog in life.
Dude, Friday...
That was so bad.
Raw dog... No. Friday night is that night.
That's I'm definitely partying. Oh, you know what I've always wanted to do that I've never... It's on my bucket list at least once.
Orgy?
No. I was going to say like... It would ideally be for New Year's, but honestly, it could be any day if I'm going to die. But what I've always wanted to do
is
like...
die on New Year's?
No, this idea, ideally on the bucket list specifically, is for New Year's.
I think I'd want to die on New Year's.
Let me tell you why. Yeah. Because I would want to fly. Because if you time this right, you can definitely do it. You go to New Zealand, right? Which is the farthest time zone away. Party for New Year's. You celebrate New Year's, right? And then you can fly... That I forgot where this guy did it before, and I forgot where the
celebrate
fuck he flew.
New Year's twice.
He celebrated New Year's twice. I think it was like Eastern Australia first he did, and then he flew back to like somewhere in the West Coast or something like that, and then celebrated again. He didn't even mean to do it. It was like he was somewhere, and he had some crazy business thing that came up. He's like fuck, and he got in like a private jet or something like that, and he flew back, and then he realized like he got obviously he's just like out of his fucking mind. He's just like, dude, I can't. Haven't slept. My fucking jet lag is fucked. And then he realized he's like, dude, it's fucking New Year's in an hour. And he celebrated it again.
That's fucking.
I've always wanted
I
to
wish
do that
it was
once.
Swap because my Saturday night of my last week is in New Zealand and I'm going to walk into the forest and then die.
Another one, I would want to go in the Alps where they have like those crazy like parties and stuff because they have like the ski lodges and shit. They have crazy parties and shit that go on. I'd want to go there. At least for
a
one
lot
of them.
Travel time in that week, which sucks.
Yeah.
I definitely am flying private and bringing
some... I'd fly private and max out my credit cards, obviously.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I feel like I'm going to sneeze again. I don't know. All right, we're at 35.
All right, I think that's good, yeah. A lot of ground, good ground was covered. James, where can they find you?
They can find me at Jack_Spence around the streets in your local area. Z, where can they find you?
They can find me at Z_Lesney on Instagram or both of our Instagrams at the Around the Lunch Table Instagram page. You didn't do Patreon.
Patreon.com/ATLT for exclusive content, which we just posted. Some new bloopers from our new intro shoot is exclusive on Patreon. Some of the car bloopers and shit. Also, Summer Collection is being curated as we speak by our local, not local anymore, but local previously, now not local in another state artist, the great Jake Todd. Make sure you check him out. Also, make sure you check out... other podcasts, State Champ Podcast, Hiatus, but also the Weirdly Artistic Podcast is under the ATLT channel as well. And they will be bringing you, it's not quite, there is some humorous tones, but it's more about artsy stuff that I know nothing about. And that'll do it.
Yeah. Well, so thank you guys. We'll see you next week.
And see ya.
Rowdy up in here.